It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Faustus Kenneth Chiwanda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much once again for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon and how are you?
I'm well, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for asking. I trust you are well too.
I am very well.
All right.
Very well indeed. Yes.
So we're talking now building stronger fellowship. Small groups, I imagine, and the Bible study groups play a vital role in fostering close-knit relationships within Christian communities. So these intimate gatherings provide opportunities, we're told, for deeper fellowship, mutual support, and spiritual growth. So by studying the Bible together, sharing personal experiences, and praying for one another, members of these groups develop strong bonds that extend beyond mere acquaintanceship. So I want to invite you to come in and help us as we navigate this conversation with Mfundisi Chiwanda. Let's begin, Mfundisi, by me asking, how do small groups and Bible study groups contribute to the building strong relationships within a Christian community?
Yes, I would wanted to come in with the idea of proximity.
Okay.
Proximity. If we gather in a large church,
right,
large edifice, and we are so many there in our thousands, the principle of proximity doesn't operate very well.
Okay.
I'm not close to anyone. I'm just like a drop in a deep sea of water.
Right, right.
But when we are in a small group, it's like water in a cup or water in a basin. There is proximity of the elements inside there. They are within the same context there.
Okay.
And we can be in touch with each other.
Okay.
We can feel. Each other's presence, we can feel each other's influence, we can feel each other's impact, and we can interact and share experiences as well as maybe pray together and watch our prayers being answered.
Okay,
we can watch our prayers being answered because,
right,
hey, look, the prayer we prayed that day, look at the answer God has given,
right,
us.
We can be
watching miracles taking place amidst us.
Yeah.
Yes, but when you are distanced, when you have so many, building relationships becomes very difficult, and therefore fellowship also becomes somewhat elusive.
I was just about to ask about the issue of these big churches and Mfundisi, these big, large church gatherings, but now you've just answered so well. So my next question is, in what ways do small groups provide a sense of belonging and community for their members?
Mainly, I take it that small groups enhance friendships.
Okay.
They enhance friendships because these people who are in small groups, they can engage in a lot of things that make them socialize together and even do door-to-door visits, door-to-door worship services. They can gather in their homes and they can interact there and receive blessings together, and they can also share gifts. They can identify gifts of each other and be able to impact the communities they are in. And because I find that in the salvation activity of Jesus Christ, the mission of Jesus Christ, his first target is an individual.
Mm.
An individual. And the next target is where that individual comes from, which is a family.
Mm.
Which is a family. And you discover that the family is already a unit, a grouping of related people. So if there are 2-3 families close by and they relate to each other in that geographical environment, then it's very easy for them to share experiences, to share things that they are not going on well between themselves or among in the community, or to share spiritual projects.
Spiritual
projects they can do together. And so it's very easy for these people to grow in a very strong and close-knit fellowship.
Okay. Let's talk about studying the Bible, Mfundis. How does studying the Bible together in a small group, setting deepening
levels? When you engage in small groups, studying the Bible becomes one of the primary activities in a small group.
Okay.
Because when you study the Bible, the understanding...
Are you still there, Mfundis?
Yes. And when you study the Bible in a small group, you are able to share how you understand, and you are also able to share queries and questions on the Bible, which you don't understand. And somebody is able to explain maybe something that you didn't understand.
Right.
And as you are interacting like this, there is a certain bond, an emotional bond, an intellectual bond, and also a spiritual bond in that when you agree that this is the way we should be understanding these texts here, or we should be applying them to their to our lives, people feel assisted, people feel drawn together and also drawn to God in that small unit.
So what about prayer? Prayer and worship. What role does shared prayer and worship play in fostering intimacy and trust within small groups, Mfundis?
You see, prayer is like the lifeblood of fellowship.
Okay.
Because if you are praying to God together, you should be praying for things that concern your group, and sometimes that concern the larger church, and maybe sometimes things that concern the other people outside the church. Sometimes you'll be praying for things that you want God to do for you or for the people or for a certain family. So because the prayer is attached to certain emotional entities like friends and relatives and families and so on, and maybe it's also attached to events and issues that have taken place. So prayer now draws you together even more, and it draws you closer to God even more, because you understand that we are speaking to a living God, and He's listening to us, and He's going to answer our prayers. And also you are assured that the brothers I'm gathering with who are in close proximity are praying for me. It's just enhancing to the fellowship. Very, very enhancing to the fellowship.
I hear you. And my final question, Mfundis, is how do small groups provide opportunities for individuals to share their personal struggles, doubts, and victories in a supportive environment?
That is very important, because the prayer groups sort of opens up the corners of the minds of people. You know, when you meet me in church, in that large church, I can't just start telling you what I'm experiencing at home. I can't just start telling you what I'm experiencing in relation to my family or in relation to my children. I can't just start telling you that, because I don't know you. I've just seen you in that large church. We are going home. We go home, we disperse. But when we are in this small group, what happens is that one of the major issues in the prayer, in the small group, is that it is that of sharing. What do we share? We share testimonies of what God has done in our lives. We also share experiences that have taken place in our life. We also share things that make us happy, the joyful issues, the joyful experiences that we have met. We share for people to enjoy with you, to celebrate with you what you are happy with. But also we share tragedies. We share disasters. We share things that have happened, the mishaps. We share them so that people can pray. People can also support you. So as you get support from one another, from each other, in a small group, that support you offer each other tends to bind you, and then sharing more of your experiences open up with each other, and they just share. And when they are sharing, they have no they have no negative motives.
Yeah.
No ulterior motives. Okay. They're just saying, I'm sharing to a friend, I'm sharing to a brother in Christ.
Okay. All right. My mind is now deep in what you're saying, and I'm thinking to myself, we have a long way to go, but we still have tomorrow and the rest of the week. Thank you very much, Mfundisi, for your insights. We still continue on the issue of these relationships and fellowship and helping us to understand the idea of a Christian community and their various permutations. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundisi, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
AWR.
I just want to say, start small. Don't start big. Don't dream big. Yes, we are to dream big, but when you are starting, don't dream big.
Yeah.
You know, you start small and you grow day by day. Stop procrastinating to say, I want to do it. Do it. If you've got the power and the mighty and the strength to do it, do it.
Yeah.
And if you fail, try again. Practice makes perfect.
This and more on Business Sense, only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
AWR.
God is not just a God of second chances. He's a God of unlimited chances.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I mean, think about how many times we fall. You know, we fall every day and we rise up. So what is important is that when you fall, you rise up again and you try not to fall in the same position again.
Mm.
I think one of the perfect stories we have in the Bible is the story of King David.
Mm.
This and more on the Maranatha Drive, only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.